Harry and Tommy are about to pick up your arvo with stacks of fun. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one this Christmas at Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to Monday, everyone. How are we, guys?
It's been a tense weekend of waiting.
Hasn't it?
You've done what I believe is a cruel thing to me.
What have I done to you?
You've made me, producer Annabelle has made me not tell anybody how I went in my pilot exam, which was on Saturday morning.
I know.
Not that one, bro. Give me the cool one.
But it's so obvious how you went. I know we got to wait for the next break for you to tell us, but you posted the happiest pic ever on Instagram. Mm. You text Chris to tell him you passed.
Oh!
Yeah, I know.
Oh, spoilers.
Yeah, it's all, he's just... And then Chris said to me, I think he's just telling me that because he knows that I'll tell you that and that he hasn't passed. And then it got in my head and now I don't know if he passed or not.
So I think we need to forget the Chris message because this is clearly about your relationship, that message did not happen.
What do you mean? So is he now tricking me by saying he got a message from you?
I promise on my life to you that I never messaged him saying I passed. Anyway, you'll find out where I went next.
It's Carrie and Tommy for your Monday arvo.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your drive home this Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I had my pilot theory exam. Not just, no. Give us the good one, bro. Come on. Thank you. Yeah. Something the kids recognise. So what, I've been training up to do.
How long has it been? About
a year?
A year of hard work?
Yeah.
Well, probably actually only 2 weeks of hard work, to be honest, but a year of...
But spread out over a year. That's fair. Yeah, absolutely. I've been trying to get my pilot's license.
Talking about it a lot.
Yeah, yeah. All talk. and it was my final theory exam on Saturday.
It was a big day. We were so nervous for you.
Well, I told you in the lead up to it that I was going to fail because all the practice exams I'd been doing, I'd been getting... It's pass mark is 70%.
Yeah.
And I'd been getting 50%, 60%. I hadn't passed one practice exam.
But you are a, what's the phrase?
A big occasion player. Yeah.
And there's not really anything in my time that I've worked with you. There's not really anything you can't do.
We went out on dirt bikes 3 weeks ago.
But other than that, there's nothing.
What do you mean? We went out on dirt bikes 3 weeks ago and I broke my ribs wearing a bicycle helmet.
That was true. That wasn't a good day for you either.
But if you frame it as though you can do a motorbike jump.
Hang on. We've been at a concert together where all we had to do was introduce an act and I stage dived and nobody caught me.
That's true.
In a stadium of 15,000 people.
But in general, like even if you ask Son, in general, he's pretty competent at stuff, isn't he, Son?
Yeah, you're actually extremely talented.
Yeah,
I believe impressive is the word.
It's like when you try cooking and then you end up being an amazing cook.
But you gave me
this has worked out
four
so
hours,
well you know, for you.
Anyway, good pump up, play a song. I go home after Friday's show and I decide, because the exam's on Saturday morning, to do a practice exam. And guess what? The first one I passed. And not only passed, I get 90% on my practice
exam. You know how I know that happened? Because you sent us all a pic of you out having a drink.
So I wanted to celebrate because never passed a practice exam. So I went out to celebrate. And so when it came to the real exam...
Hold on. What time did you get in from your celebration?
It doesn't matter.
I almost sent you a message saying, please don't over-celebrate. And I thought, I don't want to be that nagging mum in your life.
I mean this honestly and not even in a funny way. I'm not proud. I'd worked very hard
and I rocked up and
I thought it'd be funny wearing my flying suit. And nobody found that funny. There's 10 other people in the exam.
They're taking it seriously.
No, I was taking it seriously.
You weren't because you went out partying the night before.
No, I passed a practice exam.
I know. You only passed a practice exam.
I know, but I never passed one before. So I was excited. As if you're just working that out. And so then I sit down. And so Wendy's there. She's running the exam, right? And Wendy's is stone cold, giving nobody anything. And I'm sitting there in my flying suit just trying to get a laugh from someone. And so I said, Wens, do you reckon I'm going to get top marks, eh? And she's like, just like giving me nothing. We start the exam and the questions are nothing like I've had on any of my practice exams.
But did you take the advice of our callers last week who were telling you?
Yep. So I even got that load system, that the question that I didn't want to get, I got, but I'd studied for it, and so I nailed it. It was fine. But I'd been doing, like, the map stuff that I'd been doing. Half of my practice exams was on maps. I get in there, there's one question on a map and it's just a longitude, a latitude question. Oh. And so I got that. And then there's all these things that I've never even heard of.
Well, that's because you hadn't read all the books.
The things start emptying. I read the books.
Did you?
I honestly.
Honestly?
I read those books cover to cover and I did every practice test in those books. And the room starts emptying because when you finish, you can go. So it's 3.5 hours and people start filing out.
Exhausting.
And so it's just me and Wendy.
3.5 hours.
It's just me and Wendy and we get to 3 hours. It's just me and her. And I went to stand up to leave and she said, "Are you finished?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "You've got to hit the end button on the computer." No one else had made a noise, right? No one else. So I assumed, I didn't know that you found out when you hit the button, but you find out when you hit the button. And because no one else had made a noise, I assume they passed. And so I am honestly thinking at this stage, I've had to guess over a few questions and there's some things I haven't heard of, but I thought there's enough kind of long working questions. I reckon I'm good. Bang, button. Fail, 66%.
Oh!
He's failing the fly. He ain't got wings.
Two questions.
I just got to put away the champagne. Hold on.
Don't put it away.
Too premature. Not far off, though, mate. 66 when 70s are passed.
So guess what? The good news is you don't have to wait a certain amount of time. So I'm back in on Thursday morning for crack number two. 13:10:60.
Oh my God! Oh, Tommy.
I want to hear about
builds resilience, though. You know.
I can't believe I've got another exam. Yeah, builds resilience. Good for
three
character.
3.5 hours is good. Long. Yeah, you would have been way too cocky if you passed it the first time.
This is the worst. Give us a call. 13:10:60.
Tommy.
What have you failed that you've then gone on to nail, or how many times have you failed something? Give us a call. 13:10:60.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Monday arvo, and on 13:10:60, what did you fail and then go on to nail?
I had my pilot theory exam on Saturday morning. That's okay. I had my first practice exam that I passed the night before, and so I got excited and I celebrated, and then I should have waited and until I passed the actual exam instead of getting excited about the practice exam, and I failed. John, do you know how I feel?
I know exactly how you feel, and I've got to say commiserations on the fail, I've got to say, you know. But having said that, as soon as you said that the way they ask the questions is exactly how you never studied for it before, completely confusing, get used to that, because that's every pilot theory exam that you're ever going to have.
So, John,
they're
all
confusing.
Bro, I was so confused. Literally, the practice exams I'd been doing were out of 85 marks, and then this was out of like 55, and it was completely different styles of questions. Is that just what happens, or have I done something wrong in my lead?
No. That's just how they ask them. They ask them in such a way that either one or two questions might be the right one, and you have to pick the most correct.
So,
I was just going to ask, how many times can you have a crack? Is there a certain point where they close the door and say, can you please stop coming?
Yeah, there kind of is. So you can fail it once. You can fail it twice. If you fail on the third time, you're locked out for 3 months. And if you fail that again, then you have to do retraining. And you have to provide proof of retraining as well. And if you fail again after that, then you might as well just give it up.
Isn't it so funny that they say provide proof of retraining, but when you failed that many times, sure, you haven't trained in the first place.
Well, obviously, you say, though, the written to the practical feels very different.
Yeah. It's no fun.
Do you think, John, if he got 66 on the one he just did, do you think there's a chance he can pass it next time?
Oh, absolutely. You just got to knuckle down and study more, mate.
And what do you think about the approach of once you pass a practice exam, going out partying all night? How do you think that?
I got excited, John, because I didn't just pass it. I killed it. I got 90%.
Yeah, but that's still 10% less than what you could have done, really.
Is John related to Wendy?
G'day, John. Thank you, brother. G'day, Bridget.
Hello. How are you going?
Yeah, I mean, a failure. How are you going?
Oh, I know how you feel. It's all good.
What did you fail?
It took me 6 stories to get my learner's permit.
Do we want you on the road, Bridge?
6 goes.
No, I know how to drive. Just like maybe the road rules and that are a bit iffy, but
I got my speed straight away,
so that's all right.
Oi, Bridge, I agree with you. The road rules are a bit iffy.
Same with the sky rules.
Oh, some of those sky rules are a bit iffy.
Don't get too close to another plane. I mean,
comme si, comme ça. Good on you, Bridge. Thank you.
Do you have to reverse park a plane?
Is that something you learn? Where?
In a hangar or something.
Do you back it up?
I don't know.
No, there's no reversing.
Parallel.
Boop, boop, boop.
Do they only
also,
go forward?
Why are you asking me? I failed.
Yes, true,
who knows?
True.
Who knows?
Kat, what did you fail?
I failed physics 2 years in a row.
Mate, it's so hard. Kat, a lot of the pilot's exam was about physics, and I'm like, I don't know.
I don't understand how a bicycle stands up straight because I'm so bad at physics. So luckily, it was part of my biomedical science degree, and you had to pass it to pass the whole thing, even though...
Kat,
you're getting stuck on the bicycle, aren't you?
A bicycle doesn't stand up straight. That's why they have kickstands on the side.
I don't know. When you're riding a bike, I don't know how it stays up. I don't know. Don't ask me. I failed physics twice.
I would have thought something to do with momentum.
My abs.
Yeah, because if you're going forward, it keeps your abs. It keeps it up, right? We do have finally Madeline. G'day, Madeline.
Hello. How are you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Madeline, why have you called?
They called me to tell me that I was the closest to guess your score.
So you thought I would fail?
I did.
And for that, Madeline, you win some cash.
Yeah. It's nice for one of us to have a win, Madeline.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because what is coming up?
I've got an issue with my friends.
Oh, yeah, I do too. Let's talk about it.
I went out on Friday night.
Yeah.
Look. They just offended me and I was trying to be generous and I have done the thing that they said I shouldn't be doing. I've done almost every time I went out for a good 10 years.
Really?
And now I'm questioning all of my shared experiences.
Okay.
We'll talk about it next. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia, the Savo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Had a dinner out with my girlfriends, friends that I have not seen in so long on Friday night. It was glorious.
Hang on. What have these moles done to you?
No.
You said they offended
you. It's one in particular.
Yeah? What's her name?
No, I'm not going to name her. She knows, if you're listening.
You know who you are.
No, it's
what's
more
she done?
That she said something that so we had drinks beforehand and then we went out for dinner and we were looking at the menu. We're at this amazing Italian restaurant and it was all like just pasta.
Heaven.
Amazing.
Bit of pizza?
No, there was no pizza on the menu.
Better.
Just pasta,
even
pasta,
better.
Pasta.
Yeah.
And we went around and we were trying to decide and we would, you know, when you get too busy talking, you keep forgetting to look at the menu. And then the guy came.
We're guys. We don't know that, but I understand it as a concept.
You know, and they keep coming over. You ready? Oh, sorry. Yeah. We'll look now.
It's
I promise we'll look at the menu now.
Never happened with a bunch of boys. We always go, oh, everyone shut up. What are we getting? Palmas? Okay, let's order and then we'll chat.
So then everyone wasn't sure what to get because there were so many amazing options on the menu. And I couldn't decide, which is part of the issue. I think this comes from my indecision because I get what's it called when you like someone else's meal better
meal
than
envy.
Your own?
I get meal envy.
Same. And whatever you get,
same.
I wish I'd ordered that.
Same. And I sometimes go against the special and like everyone's like, well, it's steak night. We'll have steaks. Yeah. And I'm like, I'll have the tagliatelle. And then it comes out. I'm like, what was it?
Steak.
Yeah.
And everyone agreed they were going to have pasta. And then I said, well, why don't we get a few pastas, put it in the middle and share?
Great idea.
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
And then she looked at me and she said, share pasta? And I was like, yeah. She goes, I don't think so, you know, share pasta. But then quickly everyone else went, yeah, I think I'll just get my own.
But what do you
mean? And then I sat there and I was like, but sharing, growing up. My mum, because we had a big family, used to make...
You better not bring up tuna mornay again.
No, she'd make two different pastas and a salad in the middle and some garlic bread, and then we'd share pasta, right?
Well,
because one
meals?
Pasta wouldn't often be enough, so she'd make two, because we always had stragglers coming over and stuff. So she'd make like a carbonara and a bolognese.
What kind of commune were you living in?
But what is she... a blended family, mate.
But I think... sharing pasta is a great thing. What was she scared it was going to be like Lady and the Tramp, where you each get a end of the spaghetti and...
Oh, I don't know. And then I thought perhaps it's a COVID thing.
No.
Does she not want us digging in? But almost every meal I've eaten since being out post-COVID is a shared meal. Now every meal you eat seems to be a shared meal. They just put it all in the middle and then you take it.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I thought, what an awesome thing, because we all get to try different pasta. And sometimes you don't want the whole pasta. You want a bit of it. And then you're like, I'm kind of done with that flavour. I wouldn't mind another flavour now.
Yeah. Because I share pastas all the time.
Do you?
Yeah, that's not weird at all.
One else really wanted to share either. They were very, you know how... other people would go, oh, I'll share with you. Everyone was quick to get
their
own
meal. You've got to stop going out with such frigid people. That's weird.
I think everyone was hungry and maybe they were just worried that I would eat the majority of the shared pasta.
I mean, we've learned from your
pate. We know why she wants to share.
So what do you want to know from people?
Is it weird to share pasta?
Well, it's not, though. It's not.
Okay. But
what about we get the other side of, have you cracked it at your mates for wanting to share? Because we clearly don't understand this, right?
No, I'm all for sharing.
Yes. So why are you against it?
Yeah, get me into the mind of my friend.
You selfish pricks, give us a call, 131060, and let us know why you are the way you are.
Carrie and Tommy.
New Monday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and on 131060, if you won't share, give us a call.
Went out with some friends for dinner Friday night. It was fabulous. But when I went to order, I suggested we share, all get pasta and share it. And I was shut down very quickly. And with a bit of a chuckle, as if it was a ridiculous suggestion,
not,
the idea of sharing pasta.
Because it's not. And again, I assume it would be pastas in the middle.
Yes.
Side plates.
Of course.
Put a bit on it.
Yes.
Everyone gets sauce everywhere.
Delicious.
It's fun. Then maybe we'll kiss each other. Then maybe we'll see what happens.
No.
Maybe we'll all just, if we're sharing pastas, let's see what else we, no. Okay, fine. Just think.
God, you would have been so bored if you thought that's what was happening Friday night. The stuff we talked about.
G'day, James.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Are you the person that doesn't want to split the bill,
or are you
the person that doesn't want to share? Tell me.
There's that much variety now in restaurants and fabulous food, and you don't want to go back to the same restaurant 10 times over 3 months to try it all. So you share it. It's a normal thing to do,
good.
Right? Absolutely normal.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what are you calling about, James?
So we got a friend like that. I'm going to name her. Her name's Wendy, right?
Yeah, Wendy. Damn,
like, there's a Karen, there's a Wendy, right?
Yep.
There's a Wendy. Wendy's a splitter. She'll sit there and go through every little bill and drink and salt squeezer and pepper shaker and make sure she pays for what she's done and used.
Yeah, but James, are you the guy that orders like 50 bottles of wine and Wendy's not drinking and then she has to pay for your...
Hey.
Absolutely.
Yeah. good on you, James. Thank you. G'day, Jaden.
Hey, mate.
Are you in my corner? I can't speak. Are you in my corner, Jaden? Are we sharing pasta together?
Well, pasta's fine, but I'm sick of going to Indian joint. And everybody wants to eat my butter chicken. Nobody else wants all the rest of the crap that they buy. But as soon as I order butter chicken, it's gone in 2 seconds. All the rest of the lamb, kormas and everything is left behind. And what I want is gone.
Jaden, what about, I understand the butter chicken joy, but what about a Rogan Josh?
Look, it's all right, but it never compares to a bit of naan bread.
And a butter chicken.
With some butter chicken.
There should just be a butter chicken restaurant. That's all you can get is butter chicken.
Yeah, that's good.
Because, to be fair,
nothing else,
you try other
chicken.
Stuff, nothing else butter chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, we're starting a chain.
Yeah. Jaden.
Jaden can run it.
Yeah, but no one else gets
he
served because he eats them all.
Butter chicken.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is for your Monday afternoon if you're just joining us.
Because you got cards.
I do.
What are you doing?
So I'm cleaning out my study at the moment, right? And before I turf things, right,
yeah.
I'm finding all these old things I've had in there. And I'm like, I don't want to throw them away without using them. It was like CDs and sets and stuff.
So you're going through each CD and going, I'll play it and then throw it out.
Actually, you know what I did do? I went through the CDs and then remembered how good the songs were and put them on Spotify on my phone.
Yeah, of course. So you mean you can finally get your sailing,
to
your
full
yacht,
album.
Yacht club mixtape on Spotify?
Because
make up.
No, there's things I'm throwing away that I haven't even used. Like, there's this game, and I don't know what game it's from, but all I've got is cards with like pop questions on, like trivia questions.
Trivial
and I
Pursuit.
I can't throw them out. No, it's not Trivial Pursuit. See how it's not. I don't know what they're from. I don't have the board anymore. So I thought, how about
great? Give us questions.
A few pop trivia questions, and I'll turf them as we go.
Do we get a category? What do we get?
No, they're just like questions about artists from the, I reckon, 80s and 90s.
Ah.
Maybe noughties.
That could be the name of the game. It's not very catchy, but what? Questions from the 80s, 90s.
And maybe the noughties.
Artists. Yeah. Great. What have you got?
What was the name of Spice Girls' debut album?
Give us Tension Bed, please, Jesse.
Or a bit of Spice Girls. Something to get us in the mood.
Just yeah, that's Tension. That's good. was it Spice concert? World?
Close. But no, that was answer B. No.
Was it just Spice Girls?
It's very weird.
What is it?
So there's four answers.
Yeah, yeah.
One of them they've circled and one of them they've put a big like highlighter through. So which one's the right answer?
Oh, no, I think it was just called Spice.
But then why have they put a dot next to Spice World?
Because that's like a point for trying. Like it's close because it was the name of another album.
So you get half a point.
I think that was the second one. Was Spice World the second one, Eli? You'll know that.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Give me another one.
Which singer released the albums Erotica? Mm-hmm. And Ray
Madonna.
Of Light in 90s. Oh, well done.
Give us another one. Quick,
okay,
rapid
okay,
fire. Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Which band released the album Dookie in 1994?
Blink-182.
No.
No, Limp Bizkit.
No.
Oh.
Green Day.
Green Day, damn it.
Okay. Which group released the song Boom, Boom, Boom?
What were they called?
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, is that it?
Yes, I want you in my room.
Yeah.
I don't think it was sung that. I want you in my room.
Hello.
We'll
boom,
spend
boom,
the
boom.
Night together.
I want you in my room.
Lisa Left Eye Lopez was a member
TLC.
Of which group? Oh, you're very good at these. Boyz II Men duetted with which singer
Mariah
on the
Carey.
90s hit? Oh, my God.
Come on.
What was the name of Third Eye Blind's first hit single?
What was it?
Semi-Charm
yeah,
Can't Laugh.
Yeah, Semi-Charm Can't Laugh. Good.
Well, that was a bit of fun.
God, stay
got
tuned.
Got a whole stack here for tomorrow.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
New stuff from Taylor Swift. It's called Message in a Bottle. It's Carrie and Tommy, the star.
Because you were bopping out to that one.
My
Damn.
Little two-year-old Adelaide.
Yes. The cutest girl of all time.
She's the app. It is the cutest laugh ever.
That sounds like
a cartoon.
Yeah, or a toy that yeah. You know you would
like, tickle me
yeah,
Elmo.
Yeah, yeah, you'd squeeze, and if you do it too many times, they go. Ah!
She's the outlier in our family. So you know, our family is pretty regular. When it comes to our bathroom habits,
I reckon you go through two, maybe three plunges a week. So yes,
but little Addie is quite constipated.
Thank God, she's just easing the strain on the local plumbing system. The government is just like, oh, can someone stop that household?
Oh, sometimes you just see her behind the couch, and she's such a struggle. And
well,
I say, "Have you done a poo?" And she
couch?
Says, "I'm trying."
Go to the toilet, Addie. Not
I'm trying
the
to
couch.
Get Addie's potty, but she's not interested. She knows how to, but she just doesn't want to.
I mean,
to.
The fact that you're just watching her behind the couch strain away and not offering. Surely that's
no, I've
where
offered
you...
her the potty. She's just not into it.
When
anyway.
You're lying back, Durry so in one hand funny. On the couch going, oh, Addie, you want the potty? I don't think that's
no,
enough.
No, I offer to sit next to her and read to her so that she can go.
When she's behind the couch.
No, when she's behind the couch, sorry. I say, why don't you come out from behind the couch and sit on the potty? She'd rather do it in a nappy. Anyway, so because she's constipated, she's just learnt the word constipated, and she's telling everybody she sees that she's constipated.
Yeah, she showed me her her medicine.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh.
She showed, because we went looking for custard the other day in the fridge.
God, is there anything in my house you don't eat?
No, I really wanted custard. I haven't had custard in ages. And because Addie said, we've got custard.
She's too. Like, she's got no idea.
No,
what
she
we've
said,
got.
Yeah, well, sorry. Yes, I was sorry. But she did say, she said, and I believed her. And so I'm like, Addie, let's go get custard. And we got to the fridge and there was no custard. But then she pointed up and she said, only my medicine. And it was. Constipation relief
yes,
medicine.
Yes, it was her colloctalate, constipation medicine.
Yeah, so I had that with ice cream.
I know. And the poor toilet got to work out again.
Oh, my God.
No, so Saturday she was quiet, and you've always got to worry when they're quiet.
Yeah.
And Chris said to me, you will not believe what Addie's just done. And she pulled her little stool up to the fridge, opened the fridge, and drank her Coloxyl on her own.
What do you mean?
Which, thank God, it was the Coloxyl and nothing else.
Because when I saw that, though, it was on the top
yes,
shelf.
Yes, the top
like
of the fridge.
I could barely reach
yes.
it.
Yes. So she got a little stool because she knew she wouldn't be able to reach it. And she took matters into her own hands because obviously she couldn't get it poo
again,
out.
Again, mum's having a durry on the couch. You're right there back there, Annie.
Thank God it was only that. But you've always got to worry when they go quiet.
I love what have they got up to when you thought they were being quiet?
Yes. Because that's in great. Your head you're like, oh, I bet you they're drawing or reading or something. Nah.
And I know for my sister, there's no greater link between relaxation because you go, finally a moment of quiet, and then sheer terror because you go, why is there
the last
quiet?
Time she was quiet like that was the Sharpie on the couch incident. Yeah, so yeah, it never fine. Ends well.
Isn't it fun?
Anyway, fortunately she's not constipated anymore.
13 10 60, you thought they were just being quiet. What were they up to? Give us a call.
Gary and Tommy. Oh.
Gary and Tommy for your Monday afternoon. Oh. Welcome to the madhouse.
Did it go in your mouth?
That was right in my eye.
I'm trying to throw popcorn in his mouth. Mature. Yep. We're asking, what did your kid got?
Yeah, when you thought your kid was quiet, what were they actually getting up to? Because Bickers, young Addie, gorgeous Addie, you thought you had a moment of peace.
Yeah.
And what was she doing?
She'd pulled a chair up to the fridge, opened the fridge, got her constipation medicine and drunk it.
Someone's guzzling constipation medicine.
She's fine. She's all fine.
Of course she's fine. Yeah. She's probably better.
Well, she is. She's relieved. But I think she had more than she really needed to have. It's meant to be like one meal.
Well,
she had a good half a bottle.
Keep in touch with the family. G'day, Sam.
Hello.
What was the moment of quiet that you thought was heaven? What was actually going on with your kid?
Oh, you ready?
Yeah.
So at about 6 o'clock in the morning, my husband wakes me and says, Sam, I need your help. So I've got up. And he's standing at the end of the hallway looking into the bathroom.
Oh.
And our little ones are only maybe two and four. And so I walked up the end of the hallway and looked in the bathroom and they were in the shower, black from head to toe. You could see the white in their eyes and that was about it.
What do you
and
mean? Like, what had happened?
What on earth have they got into? Well, a couple of days before I had changed the oil out of my Land Cruiser and I hid it at the front of the garage inside and they had managed to get through the, you know, the maze in the garage and just cover themselves in it. And it was, it's like they had done a marathon through the house. There
Sam,
was black footprints.
Oh, and it would have been so hard to get it off too.
Sam, why were you keeping your old oil?
Well, I just hadn't dumped it yet, so, and they had watched me do it and seen where I'd placed it and found it.
Yeah.
But if your kid ever gets into your car oil, the Johnson's baby shampoo gets it off great.
Oh, yeah, Johnson's no more oil. I know, it's a good one.
No
good
tears.
On you, Sam.
No
Thank
oil.
You. Yeah.
Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
I don't know.
I'm
not sure
Steph.
How
I'm not
going,
sure.
Stephanie.
Steph, what happened when you thought your kids were quiet, you thought you had a bit of a moment of joy and relaxation? What were they
I
actually
did.
Doing?
Okay, I was on the phone at the time and they were 4 years old and he had his friend over for a play date. And I realised that things were very quiet, so I hung up, went out and found them, coloured themselves in with textures.
Yeah,
and even his penis was navy blue.
Oh, I'm sick of
it. And it didn't come out in the bath say, either. Yeah.
Well, I was going to make blue balls
yeah,
jokes.
Me too,
and then,
but
okay.
I didn't say it out loud. But you did.
You know, I didn't. I said that I didn't.
Yeah, but then everyone knows what you were meaning. Like everyone had the same thought.
But
no
then
one
you
else
said
needed
that you
to
did
say
as
it out
well.
Loud. Heather, what happened when your kid went quiet?
I thought you were going to say when he had blue.
So within 2 weeks of each other, he's 3 years old. The first week he'd gotten up before us and put baby powder all through the lounge room.
Fun.
And then the week after
like
he'd gotten up
Scarface.
Before us again. Oh,
what?
It was everywhere. And then the second week he'd gotten up before us again and gotten into the pseudo cream and spread it all over our couch and all over himself.
Heather, one more time for me. The what cream?
The pseudo cream, what's the stuff that? You put on
pseudo
the nappy
cream.
Rash. You know that thick, like it's got something oxide in it, like
oh.
No one cares what's going on. Anyway, it's thick and it's very hard to get off.
Okay.
Yes. Heather, you got to start getting up earlier.
I know. He's a sneaky little thing.
Well, put him in a pen or something.
put him in a pen, lock your kids up.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home, the Savo, it's Carrie and Tommy. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. You can pick up a fragrance for a loved one this Christmas at Chemist Warehouse.
It is so good that if you can find a cheaper price elsewhere, they'll not only match it bit by 10%, because Chemist Warehouse is your place for all your, wait for it, fragrance needs.
Just for all your Christmas shopping needs. I don't know why you'd go anywhere else. No one will be disappointed with a fragrance, and you can get them all at once, and then everyone can spend Christmas Day sniffing each other.
And while you're there, yeah, sniff each other. Definitely, definitely do that. And while you're there, get some protein. Get some protein powder, sniff each other. What a day.
Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy driving you home for your Monday afternoon, and guys, it is back. Yeah, it is.
Let me guess. The first step, call an ambulance? Is that what it
Not
is for all
today.
Of them? This is, for those who have just tuned in, this is a great survival game, which Jesse was not properly briefed on, which is how you would survive life-threatening situations.
Right, there was a snake bite was one. Yes. What would you do? And I knew all the things to do. And one of the steps is call for help. But you don't think that should count.
No, because the first step in everyone was call for an ambulance.
Of course, but while you're waiting for the ambulance, you've got to keep yourself alive. The same thing as how do you survive a rip? And I said, put your hand up. And you're like, oh, that's ridiculous.
You said get the lifeguard.
Yeah, but that's one of the steps.
But that's not a fun game when it's just, you know, defer it to the authorities.
No, while you try and survive, they'll also do their bit.
Oh, that's a catchy name. Let's call it that. While you try and survive, they'll also do their bit. Or alive.
What right. scenario are we trying to survive
Your
today?
First scenario today is an avalanche.
Let me guess.
I'll definitely
ask for the
ski patrol.
So, can I give you a fun fact about an avalanche?
Is it fun or just a fact?
No, I think it's very fun.
Okay.
Because you can obviously be buried under a lot of snow very quickly, it's disorientating and you can't see anything, so you don't know which way is up. Is one of the big problems. So often people will dig and they'll be digging down without knowing. No, this is fun. So, and.
Doesn't sound very fun.
No, it is.
Wait till I get
to the fun bit. So, do you know what you do to work out which way is up and
you
down?
You piss and see where it goes.
That's exactly right, because.
I remember that for next time. Did you learn that when you
but
did
But you'll be
it?
Sitting on a green run under no snow and be like, I don't know. I better pee just to make sure.
Did you learn that when you did your marathon in Antarctica?
No, I learned that when I did a ski season.
Oh,
and I was
towie
of the year.
What's that mean?
Towie.
It's you're a bit towie.
Lift operators. Yeah, I was still am. But
that's what a lift operator is called, a towie.
Because it's
towie. Tow them up.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right.
What do you do in an avalanche?
Oh, sorry, we didn't get the answer.
You piss yourself, we've established
that.
Then you dig the opposite way to the piss going.
Yes. Anything else while you're caught in the avalanche?
You swim. Is what you're meant to do.
Yes.
You're meant to try and do, you're meant to try and mimic freestyle swimming because it keeps you on top of the snow layer instead
it
of going under.
It also says here, swim to try and stay on top or violently thrash around. So, yes. Tommy,
that'd be
you.
More my style.
Yeah.
Same.
You're next to me doing freestyle and I'm like doing doggy paddle. Pissing at the same time.
How is the pool filling up?
It says the other thing you've got to do is keep your hands around your mouth to create a little pocket of air so you can breathe for up to 30 minutes.
Oh, this is so stressing. It's making me feel stressed out.
Its final thing was stay calm as well. So definitely while you're thrashing about.
I'm always calm when I'm pissing.
Your next one, how do you survive a tsunami?
I don't know. You can't. I mean.
You can survive.
It's a tough one, isn't it? Well, the animals. So the one thing I remember from Thailand was don't walk out. Which is something that
walk out
people,
where?
So when because the drawback of the water makes people fascinated because they go why
the
is all the water
all,
withdrawn
yeah.
and they've got fish on the land and so you walk out to it.
Aren't you meant to go to higher ground?
Well,
go up high, climb.
I can say
things,
as well that's what
the
following the animals because they all freaked out early and
went. They
to
went
higher
to higher ground.
Yes.
How much time do you have though?
I don't think there's a standard amount.
Like as in. Genuinely, is there hours before this when you feel that there's a tsunami coming or minutes?
Jesse.
Yeah, so on to the next one.
No idea.
What do you do if you're in the water?
Well, I'd be getting my advice confused because I'd be trying to freestyle and piss myself to see which way I'm up.
So if you're in a boat, apparently you're supposed to head out to sea.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like Yeah, like the rip stuff. You're not meant to go with it. You're meant to go against it, aren't you?
No, remember the rip was
oh,
you
no,
call
go
the...
with it.
No, you just put
you
your
hand
out.
Can you do that in a tsunami?
You can.
I don't think
the lifeguards
would come out to get you.
5 minutes warning you get before a tsunami. Like
surely
saying,
it depends on what
so
caused
distressing.
It, right? Because often they're caused by tremors and earthquakes. So surely if they've got a...
Well, we're saying the first...
Because they issue tsunami warnings.
Aren't the most dangerous, so you still have a bit of time.
You've got a bit of time after the first few come in as they start building higher.
Yes.
We need to let people know this is not actual advice. I feel like...
It got quite serious, didn't it?
Oh, because we haven't said...
Yeah.
I know.
It's just tricky.
Yeah, it is. It's a real event to get back to. Yes, it is. Anyway, stay safe, everyone.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I think I offended a woman this morning.
Okay.
Through another woman.
By using other women to communicate.
But I don't think it was fair.
Okay. Give me everything.
I was at the doctor.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I...
Prime place to offend people.
So I'd been at the doctor and I was paying and I was wanting to get my blood results back. Mm-hmm. And I said, can the female doctor that I've been seeing, because she wasn't there today...
The female doctor,
call
yes.
me
yes.
with the results.
Yes.
And she said, who do you normally see? And I said, oh, I actually don't remember her name. And I said, what is it? Is it? And I went through some names and I couldn't remember.
You know,
and
old
said,
warm fingers McGee.
Okay. It's funny you say old warm fingers. I said, she's an older woman. She goes, oh, no, it wouldn't be her. I was thinking of Sally, let's call her, but she's 60. And I'm like,
oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely the old woman I'm talking about.
Isn't that old? And then I freaked out because then I didn't want to be rude. I was like, oh, it can't have been her then. No, no, because then I realised that maybe that woman was close to that age.
Yeah,
so she was offended that I'd said that woman was old. But it was definitely that woman that
of course,
I wanted to call. So now I've got some other person calling me that's not old, that's young, because I didn't want to be like, yes, no, that 60-year-old woman is old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you're suddenly trying to go,
old?
Do you have a 100-year-old woman here by any chance? Is there a decrepit doctor that you're propping up?
But I wasn't meaning it in a negative way. She's got grey hair. And she's 60. Wouldn't you describe that as an older woman?
Anything that's older than you is old. So, like, for a 16-year-old, we are ancient,
but
beyond time.
We've debated whether I'm old because
I'm
40.
Yeah, but I'm younger than you, so yes, you're old.
We didn't took calls on it. I think the consensus was I was old.
Oh, no, the consensus was... Not bad for an old bird.
Oh,
which is pretty nice.
So, but if I'm old at 40, she's definitely old at 60.
But I'm old at 36 because Jesse's younger than me. So
but no,
him,
you're able to look at it objectively. Like Jesse can look at you and not. Would you say Tommy's old?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
I don't think you actually mean that.
Oh, and don't get me started
also,
on this ancient
when
woman
I was
next
younger,
to me over here.
The 6-year gap between us would have been even way older. It would have
but
been
I,
like super
yeah,
old.
Yeah, but Carrie's not asking you the question retrospectively.
Well,
no,
I
just don't think if you said, what's an old person,
retrospectively
you wouldn't
is an old
say
word.
Tommy, but you would say a 60-year-old woman.
Is it the start of old for me?
Is he?
Mm.
God, your bar is very, I reckon old is like.
Where's Carrie for you?
Yeah, around
don't
about
offend. Anyway,
have you got a new doctor?
Well, I've got a young girl calling me anyway.
Wow.
And I just really want the old bird. You know, I really like it.
You know what? You won't have to worry about offending her soon. She'll be dead soon.
Oh, stop. No.
Oh, she's a doctor. She'll keep herself alive.
Yeah. No, she's awesome.
She's awesome.
She's young at heart.
Don't be worried she listens. What a bailout at the end. She's awesome, whatever her name
is. That's why I don't want to use her name for her own privacy, but that's why I want her calling me, because she's the one I like.
What, so you do know her name, but you didn't know it before when you had to...
I do now know her name, but I've only seen her a couple of times.
Is it an old person's name? Is it Marjorie?
It's Beryl.
Gertrude. It is an older person's name, yes, but I'm not telling you what it is.
What is it?
I'm
not telling you. Come on.
It's Elizabeth.
Is your doctor the Queen?
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Monday afternoon. And coming up soon, guys, a very special edition of Same, Same But Spoken.
Ooh.
Still to come, my friends offended me on Friday night.
What do you mean?
We'll discuss it.
What happened?
Honestly, it made me feel silly and I don't think I was being unreasonable.
Hey, do you want me to punch them?
No, I feel like it's a bit extreme.
Is it?
It's just to do with pasta. Feels like an overreach, you know?
Yeah. No, why is Tommy in jail? Ah, it doesn't matter.
Something to do with spaghetti bolognese.
Just don't talk about the spag bog in there.
Hey.
Yeah.
We've got to do a bit of snake chat.
I mean, this is terrifying.
Snake chat.
I hope you read the article because I have no idea where it is or who it is. All I can see is a roadside and I reckon 100 snakes slithering along and a man just going along and picking them off the road, throwing them into the bush, picking them up like full, long, slimy snake.
It looks like a terrifying scene. I reckon 10 seconds after that video stopped, that man died. Because he picked up so many snakes that surely one of them bit him.
No, apparently it didn't.
He's lobbing them into the forest.
Yeah, they think the warmth of the road, they all came out to lay on the road because it was so warm on there.
Imagine though, on the flip side, imagine for a snake you go out to just sunbathe a bit and someone throws you 2 metres in the air into the bushland and you haven't got any legs to walk back.
Have you read the short story by Henry Lawson, the drover's wife?
Have I? Oh my God, I love
it.
Every
night. At school at the moment, it's about a snake too. It's just,
So when I was in school, all the things we had to study I never read and I read the cheat book. Does he have the cheat book?
Oh, like the Cliff Notes. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, what's the Cliff Notes?
Isn't that what they're called?
I'm sure it'll be the same thing. A little book.
Yeah. I have to now read the Cliff Notes to be able to help him do his work.
But what are we reading? The Drover's Wife?
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country, if you drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, remember last week when we had...
I don't remember last week.
I do.
Like a long time ago.
I do. Same, but Batman.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's so much fun with Batman on the show. Well, it turns out Batman has a range of different talents as has come back to us.
Hang on. Yeah. Can we guess?
Oh, yeah. What do you think Batman can do for Same But Spoken?
Same But Cookie Monster.
I've got a feeling he's doing Same But Jackie Chan.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Nah. Oh, okay. That's a good guess, though.
Same, something sassy.
Oh, you're on the right track.
Same, but sassy.
That's good.
It is this. Same. What do you
believe it? Share after share. Same, but share.
Same, but share.
So how does this work?
My favourite is when you hear the title and still need an explanation. Do you believe?
So all of the songs are going to be are in the tune of Cher's Believe, but with the different lyrics.
God, this is not confusing. Okay. Sung by Batman?
By Batman. Yeah.
Cher. Okay.
Yeah.
Cher.
Okay, great.
Here is song number one.
Yeah. When the sun
shines, we'll shine together. Oh, it's hard when the sun shines together. I'll be here
forever. Such a tune. I'm gonna stick it
out to the end. Shines together. I'll be here forever.
Oh, Tommy was in first. Tommy was in first.
Rihanna, Umbrella. Always be my friend.
All right, song number two. Get these parties started on a Sunday night.
Everybody's waiting for me to arrive. Do you know? Sending out the message to all my friends. Oh, Tommy?
Tommy?
Is it Pink? Get this party started.
Good.
I can't believe I got it. Also, you know the phrase jump the shark, right?
Yeah.
This is it.
I actually quite like it.
Sorry, I'm having a great time, but it's not us we're worried about.
All right, one all, song number three.
The horses in Tommy.
Oh. Vickers.
Lil Nas X, Old Town Road.
Very good. Just imagine tuning in halfway through this game and missing the start.
But also you're singing along to Cher's Believe in Love. The lyrics aren't what I remember them
being. Yeah, and what is this awful live version of Cher where she can't sing and doesn't know her own lyrics?
2-1 to Biggers, song number four. Oh my God,
Tommy. Okay.
Tommy. Oh my God.
It's Backstreet Back.
Five.
Backstreet Boys.
Imagine if that's what he was tough on. I don't know.
And he's like, bye. And I'm like, oh, damn it. Damn it.
See whether you said Cher or not.
Is it Cher or Cher?
Cher.
Okay. Like Cher, but Cher.
Or just like Cher.
No, don't be like that. Like it's Cher. Cher.
Things round. But it's Cher, isn't it? Isn't it, though?
Should we ask her?
It's Cher, isn't it?
Cher. All right, it is 2-2.
I really thought you were going to go, where is she?
Yeah. Song number 5.
He's nervous, but on the surface.
Huh?
He looks calm and ready to jump on with a kiss again. When he rolled down, the whole crowd goes on.
Is this like the Cher's tape recorder die?
But the words will come.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Shut up, Cher. Shut up. But we'll talk about the kids I'm forgetting. It's Eminem.
Lose
it's Eminem.
Yourself.
Lose yourself.
Never. Should we get half each then?
Yeah, yeah, it's a tie.
Oh.
What?
No, I gave you the song though.
Don't share.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Now that the show's over, Carrie and Tommy can go and sort their Christmas shopping. This Christmas, why not give the gift of a great fragrance from Chemist Warehouse? Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.